For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, Elton John, Take Me to the Pilot. Hey, just bring it all the way. Take me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot of the song. Oh, so good. I don't think Tom Creedland does this song. This song is a little off the map, but it is one of my favorites, if not my favorite Elton John song. But can you play that one? You don't play that one, do you?
Of course I play that one. Oh my God. Of course I do.
It's so funny because I had never heard the song until 2 years ago, and now it's like I think that I send a penny to Elton John every week because I listen to it every week. Tom Cridlin, if you're looking for something to do, next Wednesday at the Simsbury Meadows, Elton John tribute with Tom Cridlin. It's fantastic, and you can just look him up online, and you can and he's it does a whole bunch of stuff in his life, but this is one thing that he does. Tom, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And sorry to interrupt, but I'm just so flabbergasted by your excellent taste. It's nice to start the day listening to Take Me to the Pilot. And we do play that. That's a staple of our set. I mean, we do play all the hits, you know, even better known hits than Take Me to the Pilot too. But we love to play Take Me to the Pilot and Burn Down the Mission from like kind of the early era. A lot, because we think that those songs in particular translate really well into kind of live concert setting.
Now, just tell people who don't know, and again, I don't know if you've played Simsbury Meadows, but it's a beautiful spot, especially on a good weather night, and it's going to be just wonderful. And you can go there for less than $20 a ticket. So, I mean, it's a great way to sort of put a cap on your summer. Can you just tell people the backstory of how you arrived at doing something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. It was not like I was a musician, like a jobbing musician, and then I just started doing an Elton tribute. It kind of is more personal than that. I was just a fan of Elton John's, and you know, a big fan and a friend of Elton's drummer Nigel Olsen. And I went to a lot of concerts visiting Nigel. I was making clothing for him with my clothing company, and I was his friend, my wife and I. And then essentially my drinking got out of hand in my 20s. I got sober, and during the pandemic I wanted to stay sober. And so I thought, okay, what, you know, is it something to motivate me to not drink? And, what would be like a dream come true? And I thought, you know, well, to play the piano and sing like Elton, that would be awesome. I don't know whether that's possible. So then I started playing the piano and singing in my spare time, which I had a lot of during the lockdowns. And one thing led to another, and I put together a three-piece band like Elton himself when he first came to America with Nigel and Dee Murray. And we started playing very casual gigs. Our first gig was in a saloon in New Orleans with like three people there. I was in jeans and a t-shirt, looking down. And one thing's led to another, and now I'm suddenly, you know, wearing the glasses and dressing up properly and being flamboyant and confident. And the whole thing's just been like a fairy tale, and it's come from a real personal place. Elton's music got me through good times and bad times, and you know, I've got this real deep kind of innate connection to it, and that's why I started playing it live, and it's just been the most wonderful journey. So that's kind of how this has come about.
Yeah, well, it's a great story, and I think I can relate on multiple levels. I've been to those those places in on Bourbon Street where you just randomly walk in and listen to you know, whatever's playing. And so I can envision that. And also, you know, all of us were locked up and some of us drank more than others, you know, during the pandemic. So that it makes, I think a lot of people can relate to that story. What they can't relate to is someone who has the talent to sort of teach them how to sing and play and then go out and do it in front of, you know, a couple thousand people. We're talking with Tom Cridlin, whose Elton John tribute comes to the Simsbury Meadows on next Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. And again, so it's not going to be some late night. You can get your chair, your blanket, or whatever. Tickets are less than $20. And it's just a great evening of Elton songs. And we talked about it at the top. It's the hits, but it's also stuff that is not, you know, it's not every single hit like you know it. Some stuff like Take Me to the Pilot you might hear, which is a great tune. Are you on tour right now, or are you playing selective gigs based on your rest of your schedule?
I'm on tour. I've been on tour since March the 2nd of this year. And we took 2 weeks off in May, but we've been on tour constantly since March the 2nd, playing some great places in all around America. We've been all over the country, and we've just had an incredible time doing it.
What's your favorite song? If you had one song to play, what would it be?
I love playing Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding. I love playing, I guess that's why they call it the blues. And then, of course, you know, there are some hits that just really do never get old, like Rocket Man and Tiny Dancer. But then, you know, I do always change things up and vary things up in terms of deep cuts. Like at the moment, last night I decided I wanted to do Mona Lisa and Mad Hatters, so we just put that into the set. Or the other day I did Friends, which is a real deep cut from early back in the day. But, you know, it's whether it's something lesser known or whether it's Benny and the Jets, I love to play it. And I always strike that balance between keeping the hardcore Elton John fan happy or keeping someone who really has come to hear Crocodile Rock or Saturday Night's Right. Alive for Fighting.
Right. Hey, Tom, it's great to meet you. I love the story and love the music. And again, if you want to go to tomcridlin.com, it's TOMCRIDLAND.com. You can get more, read more about Tom. And next Wednesday at Simsbury Meadows at 6 o'clock. Wish you the best, Tom. It's great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate your thoughtful questions. And it was so good to start listening to Take Me to the Pilot.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad it resonated because I bleeping love that song.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.